Lucy's gaze bounces from the bottle of wine in my hand to my eyes, and she swallows. I start to feel stupid still holding up the wine, and also a little concerned she might turn me away. It sounds egotistical, but I haven't been used to women keeping me at arm's length or turning me away this past year. The fact that she doesn't throw the door wide open and start undressing before I've made it across the threshold is refreshing. Sort of. Finally, she steps aside and gestures for me to come in, but her eyes are skeptical. She's going to keep me on a short leash until she knows what I'm about. When I walk into the living room, I notice the house is completely dark except for the glow of the TV. I look at my watch. It's only 10:30. But yeah, I guess that's actually pretty late to be ringing the doorbell of a home with a sleeping child inside. Shoot, now I feel terrible. I didn't wake up Levi, did I? I ask, turning back around to follow Lucy into the kitchen after she takes the wine from my hands. She chuckles quietly. No, he's with my mom tonight. And even if he wasn't, he sleeps like a rock. I imagine I'll have to dump cold water on him when he's a teenager. Oh, so Levi's not here, and neither is Drew. So that means we're alone in here. Now I'm contemplating the wisdom of this late-night adventure as I track Lucy moving around her kitchen. Her bun is an enormous mess of auburn waves. Her shirt is so big it's nearly falling off her shoulder, and she's wearing thick-rimmed glasses. And don't forget the famous dinosaur sleep pants. She's so freaking adorable, I almost can't handle it. I can feel you judging my outfit, she says as she pours red liquid into two stemless wine glasses. Not judging. I move to stand closer to her. Admiring. She quirks her mouth into a skeptical grin and leans a hip against the counter. I watch her lips make contact with the glass as she takes a slow sip. You're so full of lines. I hold up a hand in the universal sign of Scout's honor. I've never given you a single line. Only honesty. She's looking for a way to call my bluff. Vast, deep blue eyes search mine, then shift to my mouth, looking for any signs of a teasing smile. Back up to my eyes. She takes another sip and tips her chin toward her shoulder. Okay, then maybe I'll wear this little number to my next date, if you think it's attractive. Her words are a cheap shot to my gut. Next, are you going out with Ethan again? From where I sat, it looked like both of them would have rather been at the dentist. Maybe I was wrong. Gosh, no. I now know firsthand how terrible it is to have to listen to someone drone on and on about their kid. But I had two more of Drew's friends text me tonight asking if I'd like to go out sometime, so I can only imagine how many of them he gave my number to. I'm worried he's trying to rival eHarmony.